This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The truth and the satisfactions we're all about here. But then that sounds, maybe I shouldn't use that term because that's, everybody says that. Oh, you want the truth? Listen to us. Well, we really do have. What? Everybody's got their own blend of the truth, their own brand of the truth. Anyway, here, it's time for you to think because you're listening to the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan Jay is off today. So we're here to beat the others to the punch, if you will. I think that's been part of the theme here for the last day or two, who's on top of what. So I want you to know that we are on top of the nail polish problem that apparently is all over the country. The host of Beauty Pop and co-host of the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, I'm sure we'll have a very exciting conversation. I think I'm just going to, I'm throwing this at the two of you, and you can go explain what OPI nail polish is, and why would they be together with Xbox? Good Lord, what is this all about?
This is kind of cool. So this is just, I mean, a lot of people, you know, always think of video gaming as, you know, a boy sport, but it is all genders, and a lot of girls are really into it. And so OPI, which is one of the, probably the best known and largest nail polish companies in both salons and retail, they teamed up with Xbox on a whole new lineup of gaming-inspired nail polishes, and if you buy $20 worth of the nail polish, then you get to unlock in
the in-game
content.
Who thinks of gaming when they buy nail polish? Well, how does the two...
Well, maybe a lot of people.
There must be a market. Sure, and a lot of guys are wearing nail polish now, too. It's, like, very on-trend. And so, it's not just aimed at girls, but... OPI is always known, their founder is, I forget Susie's last name, but the founder of the company is a woman named Susie. So they're known for their really cute, clever names. And so that continues with the Xbox collection. They have Quest for Quartz and Pixel Dust and Susie is My Avatar, Racing for Pinks, You Had Me at Halo, which is that's a clever one, and then Can't Control Me, and it's CTRL, like Control-Alt-Delete. So it's cute, and they're about $10 each. You can get them in the gel color and the regular
Jennifer,
nail.
Are you running out and getting this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll get
some
them
of the colors.
Nice colors.
Right, right.
So I want to know, just humor me for a minute. What is it like when you go, where do you go to buy this stuff? And what's it like when you're in, when you stand in line or you look at stuff up and down the aisles? How do you decide what color?
Are you asking us what it's like to shop?
I know, right? Like you're just describing shopping.
Yeah. What is it like to shop for, especially for stuff like this? I'm thinking about nail lacquer. I look at my fingernails and they're all kind of beat up and chewed up.
Yeah, you can use a manicure.
Right, thanks, Jennifer.
Or, you know, just like a bath.
We go get one together.
Not fair. That's not nice. I take one every day or so. Anyway.
Or so.
Or so.
I know.
The or so is what we worry about.
I am not exaggerating. I saw literally up to Doug's elbow. His arm was inside a cow's mouth, and then he went and ate dinner with
us. That's not the only place that arm goes, by the way. You want to make baby cows, it goes up the other end.
You have to sleeve to go into the other end. Okay, so anyway, nail polish talk here on the DJV program.
To answer your question, I usually don't. Okay, so I'll usually look at a color. If something pleases me, I pick it up and then I hold it against my hand to see what it might look like.
Mm. Is that what you're really asking us? I mean, this is like.
There. Now I want to know why Melania Trump is having an auction to sell off her hats and other things, paintings. Does she need money? She's been shut off?
Clearly. What? Yeah, she looks like she's destitute, doesn't she?
It's called the Head of State collection. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew she has an NFT. Non-fungible token. It's a, you know, like digital art, basically. So she there's a painting of her. But I guess it's really, you can't tell it's her. I guess it's her eyes, but it's like so... up close that it's like a, just kind of a big blurry watercolor kind of looking thing. But I know that's for sale. I didn't know she was also having an auction. Is it like a Christie's?
The Head of State Collection, it's called. They are, let's see, one-of-a-kind signed items, including something from French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife. Let's see what other things there are. I find it interesting that they would have an
auction. Well, it's probably going to a charity, right? Or not, I don't know.
Is it? Is it really? Yeah.
I don't know. You're the one telling the story.
I don't know where it's going either. I'm not clear here where it is all going. It just is a combo. Why would they, why would they bother? Just give the stuff to somebody and let them auction it off. Why make a big splash out of it? Much as anything
would
else.
You like to know the story since you brought it up?
Yeah, thank you.
Quick Google search will find you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so yesterday she came out and said that she's holding an auction and like a famous memorabilia. So one is the white hat that she wore during the visit with the Macrons. It was actually a really lovely white suit with that white hat. And that was back in 2018.
Yeah.
She said that in addition to that, the auction lot will include a watercolor, a French artist who drew her eyes for the NFT that Victoria talked about, as well as exclusive digital artwork with motion. This is the second NFT that she sold in a month, and it features a drawing of the hat with some animation. They say that the proceeds will go toward an initiative that's part of the former First Lady's Be Best program, and the centerpiece, I guess, of the whole auction is that white hat, which Trump has signed, and it was created for her by her personal stylist to match the Michael Kors suit that she wore for the ceremony at the White House.
Aren't you glad I brought this up?
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah.
Sure.
And right next to the story that I'm reading from The Hill, by the way, that's where this came from, is an ad for Darcy and Stacy. I've never seen these two before. They have a show on the Learning Channel, and they both have been hugely enhanced, if you will. So I'm wondering what it is about
all you look at. You look Susan Lucci in a bathing suit. These two that obviously have big boobs. This is like
some might say sexist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like all you bring up when you're
just talking
around
Pete Davidson and
quote
his
unquote,
things. So that was
well, we didn't talk about that on the air, and that was your guess.
My guess. Anyway, I wonder what it is that women attracted to women who look like that. Men are not going to look at the show.
How do you know?
The show is called We Mean Business, and what? Whether women are going to look or men are going to look. What is I don't know. I guess I'm out of touch.
What do they do, these two?
They have big boobs. That's about all I can see that they do. But it's supposed to be about business.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. On the show prepping thing again.
No, I'm looking at this. It just catches my eye every once in a while.
This is a pop-up ad on your computer. That's not prep for a show.
I know, right?
Jesus.
All right, here is some prep, if you're ready. An overview of philanthropy from the Christmas season. So I will start with Jennifer. Did you give any money to any organization? You had all of these things that you were doing with KRLA out there.
I did a lot. I donated myself privately to every toy drive that I host in. I did four of them this year. Mm-hmm. And all for the Chips for Kids program, which is put on by the California Highway Patrol. And what I like about it, and I know, Doug, this is important to you too, is instead of just donating money to big causes and you never know where your money's going to go, it's really important to find charities where you know that the money's going to work. And so the great thing about Chips for Kids is that they take toys and they deliver them in their own community. And some of these stories of delivering toys on Christmas are insane. I mean, families who have had tough times, and they can apply either through private programs that contact the CHP or they can apply directly to the CHP. And what's also really good is it enforces a positive interaction with law enforcement for young kids, where a lot of times, you know, a lot of people who are coming from troubled homes only see police on their worst days, not on their best days. And so I think it's important and good all the way around. So that was what I did this month.
Yeah, I agree
with
you.
That's great.
What about you, Victoria? Do you feel like there's something that you've done that, and I'm not trying to have you beat your chest
today. We donate to the Animal Rescue, Animal Lighthouse that we've gotten both of our little pups from. And, and I think we did Feeding America this year, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we usually did. And then I think that, Lewis did a different one that he wanted to donate to. So, yeah, I mean, we
there's
didn't
a certain
go
amount
crazy,
of
but, you know.
Sacrifice. People sacrifice more at this tower at the Christmas time of year than they would otherwise. People will give to certain things when they are confronted with it. Let's say somebody comes up and says, wouldn't you like to give a dollar to this or that? Yeah, okay, I'll give you a buck. But at Christmas time, people seem to be more focused on it. So you want to know...
it's also the end of the year, and it helps you...
Well, thank you.
Well.
That was where I was going with this. Thank you, Jennifer. It is tax time. We're ready to prepare taxes. People will, by the 14th or 15th of January, there'll be a huge number of people that will have filed already, expecting to get something back. That simple form, what is it, 10... whatever, 1099X or something, you won't do a postcard and that's it. There are a lot of people. As a matter of fact, the Christmas season saw donations this year of $450 billion in goods and money for worthwhile causes. And part of the survey that I'm looking at suggests that people were so robust in their giving because a lot of people, even though it was a lousy year for a lot of things, did very well economically. And so it's not so selfless as you think. You give things away, and that is, a way to help charitable and philanthropic organizations. You also, as a taxpayer, help yourself by doing that. So I wonder how many of you, I guess the question here in part is, how many of you kept good records? Because you can claim a lot of these things on your tax return if you itemize. If you don't itemize, forget it. It doesn't do any good. And maybe it shows that you're better if you just give because you want to give. I would wonder how many people...
I don't get any tax break from donating. No. Well, I'll just say that.
Okay. Well, so you give to give.
Right.
And you are philanthropic, and you're a true philanthropist because you're not thinking about what the government is going to look at on my tax return. And I think that's part of it. But I just think it's notable... the average donated per household is $3,000. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
80 million Americans donated something, time, treasure, money, whatever. And this is very interesting. There are 2 million nonprofits in America. Wow. How about that? There's some food for thought at 18
after. How many of them are legit, do you think?
There you go. That's the question. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people are going to help you navigate their wide selection. Find just the right wiper blade for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. See better and drive safer with the new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now on the DJV program, Trending Time, with Jennifer and Victoria. Jay's out today. The Dougster usually is like a top. I spin it and it goes wherever it goes. This is something, however, that I'm interested in because I like Gal Gadot. She has been in a lot of big franchise movies, right? Didn't she first get noticed when she was in Fast and Furious? Was that her first big gig?
I don't know.
Gig?
I don't know. I just knew her from Wonder Woman. That's
yeah,
she
me
kind
too.
Of broke on the scene in a big way.
But she's one of the co-stars of the Murder on the Nile movie that's coming out next month as well. So anyway, the focus on Gal Gadot is about her
Gadot.
Video.
Let's not be
that.
Chucker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Well, it's Gal Gadot.
Gadot. Yeah. So anyway, what's the? I'm trying to put two and two together.
Do you remember this video that she did? It was just like a viral video of her and a bunch of celebrities singing Imagine.
Last year, right?
Yeah, it was last year. Yeah, I thought this was so overblown. I mean, I don't know.
What's
Nobody knew what they were doing.
What is the problem to begin with? What's
well,
the,
yeah, why it got a huge backlash. So she did this video, and she had Zoe Kravitz and Natalie Portman and Jimmy Fallon and Mark Ruffalo and Sia, and everybody was in it. And it's just everyone singing Imagine, John Lennon's Imagine song. And it got such a huge backlash. Like, oh, look at all these, like, you know, privileged people, you know, in their fancy homes in quarantine and other people are out suffering. Okay, obviously, it's a pandemic. Lots of people were suffering. First responders were suffering. Like, everyone was suffering.
Oh,
so I guess it just, they a lot of people basically said it was tone deaf. And she got so much backlash for this. I just didn't understand it. I feel like there were a lot of other things to be more concerned about than what Gal Gadot was doing in a video with some celebrity friends. But anyway, so it was enough of a backlash that she took the video down, and like literally a year later now, she's more than a year later, she's now talking about it in an interview and saying that, you know, it was in bad taste and it was bad timing. And I think she's being too hard on herself.
My
yeah,
God,
people
exactly.
need to get a hobby and a job.
She, right. And the reason she's, and I thought that the reason that she did it, I thought was like, it was a very, I don't know, I thought her intentions were pure. There was a violinist, which also went viral, in a courtyard in Italy playing the violin for first responders and for everyone who was, like, really in lockdown in Italy when this first happened. So she, and he was playing the song Imagine, so that's where she got the idea from. And she said at the time she just wanted people to kind of, you know, maybe come together and feel better for a minute. And it just blew up in her face, and I think it was unfair.
Yeah. So Betty White is dead. And kind of the world knows that at this moment. I've gotten tickets for the early show on January 17th because I really want to see it. I think a lot of people want to see it, talk about it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now the vultures are circling, trying to figure out what Betty White's real life was all about, including at her death, what was she worth? What was her net worth at her death? And the answer for those cretins That's who want to know is $87 million. Yeah, it is tacky.
Wow.
It is.
Good for her. First of all, good for her because all that money's going to animals. So
well, she doesn't
I
have any
it.
Relatives, right? Didn't she have
She, did, she no never kids. Had kids.
Nephews?
I'm sure her she seemed to be pretty close with the assistant, and she's probably got some family members that we don't know about.
Yeah. Right. But you know a whole chunk of that's going to animal rescue
of course
and stuff,
it is.
Which is wonderful. Yeah, I love that.
Right, exactly. So,
I hope I die with $87 million that I can leave to animals.
I hope you do, too, because I don't mean you've been very
But not anytime soon.
No.
No, let's not hurry it up. We want Victoria to stick around.
Jeez.
Jennifer, too. And I'll maybe, you know, maybe I should stick around. What do you think, ladies? Yes?
Yeah,
stick around?
Come on,
yeah.
For sure.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pandemic high for pediatric hospitalizations in Michigan was 71. The CDC recommended on Tuesday that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine recipients get a booster dose 5 months after their second shot instead of the previously approved 6 months. The agency endorsed the shorter period after the FDA authorized the reduced timeline on Monday for those who received the Pfizer vaccine. Facebook has restored access to an advertising account linked to the conservative children's book publisher Heroes of Liberty after the lockout sparked outcry on social media. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're more interested in watching President Biden's eyes follow the teleprompter during COVID-19 speeches rather than the content of his words, you're not alone. Congressman Ralph Norman, the Republican from South Carolina, on Newsmax last night says Americans are tired of Biden's words.
If you had to sum up one thing about this Biden administration, it's lack of any response. It's lack of action. People are tired of words. I noticed about the interstate, they hadn't blamed Trump yet for the snow. I think that's coming next. But, regarding the COVID, people understand that they can't get a COVID test now. People understand that $1.9 trillion went into supposedly curing the COVID with the vaccine and the testing mechanisms. It's not there.
Right.
They're clueless, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Some in the medical field want Americans to change how they monitor COVID-19.
Some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are at 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Doug Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, taking care of you and ourselves, because we can't take care of you if we don't take care of ourselves. I think we pride ourselves with eating right, sleeping right, and exercising four times a week. Right, ladies? Stand up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, that is probably the way to do it. We were discussing philanthropy and your tax return. If you're thinking about taxes and filing early, all that good stuff, it'll be better this year, so says the government, than it was last year. Remember all of the delays? People didn't get their money. Some people didn't get
Everybody's
their money.
Everybody's working from home, like including the IRS, which was...
Right, exactly.
Made for a mess.
So I was looking at some of the people who sued the IRS. You know, Biden keeps talking about we're going to add 85,000 people to get you bad guys who aren't paying your taxes. And by the way, most of the independent overviewers of the tax business, that is how many Americans cheat, it really is a very small percentage, like 2-3% of the public cheats to the point where it actually costs the government and you money. But here's an example of where the IRS lost. A person brought a lawsuit against the IRS, the first lawsuit was against paying a lawyer on a contingency basis. So this guy got $900,000 with $300,000 going to the lawyer. IRS taxed the $900,000, saying that was you what you got. And the guy said, no, I had $300,000 go to the lawyer. IRS says, no. So anyway, they went to court, cost the IRS, i.e. the taxpayer, $300,000 to defend their case, the IRS's case, and they lost. Because anybody who knows anything about taxes and deductions and stuff, you look at this, it was ludicrous that they even brought it. Here's another one. A couple who enjoyed sailing bought a couple of sailboats, including a 50-foot racing boat. They made money from it by racing. They got sponsors, they chartered it, but they lost money instead of, and then they deducted their losses. IRS disallowed their deduction, saying the sailing was just a hobby. The court said the couple made no personal use of the yacht, operated as a business, in a business-like manner, and they put a lot of effort into managing it, and they strategized. It just wasn't profitable, so the IRS lost that case as well. And you look at the things, you hear all of these threatening things from the IRS. The reason I'm telling you these stories is because the IRS comes across as the big bad bully, and everybody should be afraid of them. I've had my run-ins with the IRS. It's been a long time since I have. But the way they managed it, I was, after the fact, looking back at what happened back in the 1980s with me and the IRS, I was embarrassed for them. The way these guys are like thugs, like they come from New Jersey. No offense, Victoria, but...
Yeah. None taken.
Right. It's like the Sopranos.
Right.
Some of these guys, they thought they were on their own mission to... Right?
Of goodwill to bring you, bring you pain.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I was talking to a family member the other day who he has to do home health care for his wife. And so he was talking about how he pays taxes to the IRS. Basically, they divide it up. They estimate it. And then he pays the taxes to the IRS. And he said, I saved up a little bit of money. He's like, I just wanted to wipe it out for the year because they sent him this bill and told him he was off or something like that, a few $100. And so he sent the money in. They sent him back, we'll review your case, maybe you might hear from us in 6 months, if not, call back. And then, after he paid off the whole amount, they started sending him a bill for the old amount again. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. I don't know if it's because they're working from home or if it's just always a disaster over there.
Well, the idea, here's the latest, the tax trap for those of you who own homes that are using them for being, what is it, Airbnb? The IRS is going after people who say they rent their home out, they write off all of the expenses for their home, and they only have like 15 days a year that they rent the house out. There's a trap in this, and the trap is, if you get into a jam with the IRS because you're using your home as a deduction, i.e., vacation on the Airbnb. There are 14 different things that you can do. There are little secrets. This is where having a good tax expert is very important. If you have different varying incomes, if you have just regular 401, not 401, what's the, it's just regular tax, you get a paycheck every month or every 2 weeks, and they have the deductions, you pay your taxes. That's not who's going to get trapped. The people who are looking to take as much as they can. I always thought this was kind of foolish because the IRS is looking for these kinds of things. If you're going to do something, do it the right way. I report every penny I make and I take every legitimate deduction. My tax return looks like a telephone book at the end of the year, but it's because I want to answer questions before they're asked. And that pretty much keeps you out of hot water. But a lot of people try to get cute. And it's interesting because you look at these examples that I see here in the overview of some of the tax laws that are new this year. And people are stupid. They try to cheat on little little things that don't make any difference.
That's going to make a difference, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the people. Like, I know they're still trying to track down millions of dollars that were given in PPP loans, at the beginning. And then some people bought new cars. And it's like
so
it's
stupid.
So dumb. And jewelry and all kinds of flashy stuff. It's like, you didn't have a Ferrari before COVID, so how do you have a Ferrari now? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You defrauded the government.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Here's a very interesting overview. A lot of people, I think, Jennifer, you probably fit into this, the S-corporations, and the S-corporations, the IRS will go after people who have S-corporations for a strange reason, because they don't usually pay themselves enough in salary to satisfy the IRS. And that's, you'd think, okay, well, I'm paying all my bills and stuff, and I don't want to pay myself that much. But the IRS says you have to pay yourself a fair wage, whatever that may be. I don't even know is there a book somewhere that says how much a fair wage is? I think there's so much speculation.
It depends on the person doing your audit, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all it's not subjective at all. It's very, it's not objective. It's all subjective. It's like cuckamonga stuff. But anyway, tax time is here, and that's the point that I was trying to make with a few examples here and there of things you should be thinking about. Do you know who Kelly Embee was? Anybody know?
I do now, but I don't. Yes. I hadn't met her, even though I probably could have. Easily.
Okay. So she was from Southern California, deputy district attorney. I should ask you, now that you know who she is, if she was one of these people telling everybody, I don't know if she had shots or she just fought the mandates.
Here's the thing. I don't know that she was one of those people that were telling. I'm really tired of people celebrating people dying. So the story is that this woman died, and she died because of COVID. But I have heard all sorts of things online. I've heard people dancing on her grave saying, yay, she's dead. She wasn't unvaxxed. She was unvaxxed. We told you so. Then there's the other people who are saying this woman was dealing with something in her private life that I guess maybe she had a health condition or something else that was going on that made her more susceptible. We really don't know. And so I think it's so...
Well, I don't know anything about this story. Was she controversial because she was talking publicly?
I had never even heard of her until this moment. And so that's why somehow it just caught fire on social media because here's someone who's a Republican who was unvaxxed.
Times loves to go after the Republicans. So there they are. This is a state story. LA Times today.
Yeah, but you know what? There are plenty of on the super super left too, who are all anti-vaxxers. I think it's not just going after a Republican. It's going after anti-vaxxers in general. That's definitely
I'm not clear that she was in it. She spoke out about vaccines, but I'm not sure that she didn't have a shot. She just didn't like mandates.
If she were controversial, I would have heard of her. I'd never heard of this woman up until she died, and I'm sure we were probably operating in some of the same circles. So I don't know why people's humanity is gone. I don't understand why people
Jennifer.
Celebrating the fact that people are dying. It's just, it's so stupid.
This is a sign of the times and something that we really need to get a handle on. This public feud between the anti-vaxxers and the pro-vaxxers and how simplistic, sophomoric it is.
They
look around Facebook and all the posting of stupid stuff. And I'm just looking at this now. All these people mocking her death because she was an anti... She wasn't an anti-vaxxer. She was anti-mandates. And
If I die tomorrow, I hope you guys will stand up for me and I don't think many people are doing for this woman. And, this was a good person who doesn't need someone dancing on her grave.
Right. I mean, that's why I brought this up because it's so
frustrating.
It just really is. Kind of reminds me of what's going on in Palm Beach. If you don't like Trump and you're in Palm Beach, if there are visible signs that you're not a Trump fan, there are all kinds of, I'm looking at some of these New Yorkers who are telling stories, a lot of people from New York and New England go down to Palm Beach County in the wintertime. And, a lot of people from New York, Democrats don't like Trump, da, 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 da. And there's a whole big
plenty of New Yorkers didn't like Trump long before he ran for president.
Yeah.
It's not just about politics.
This is not new. But it's interesting to see in the Palm Beach Post today, some of the stories about the Americans who, or men Americans, about people who were going down there, and there was a guy who had a Black Lives Matter sign on his front lawn. Now, I know this area because I'm very familiar with Palm Beach, and Palm Beach County spent a lot of time down there over the years, and so I know where this is. Sort of, this is an offshoot, kind of where near where Rush Limbaugh lived, actually, off of Ocean Avenue. And the guy had and there are more liberals down there than there are conservatives, I guarantee you that. These people from New York, you're right, who have a lot of money anyway. So he had Black Lives Matter sign on the front lawn, and it was torched. Now, why would you go out of your way? Why would you be that simple-minded to think that that was something that made sense? I just don't get people in there. Stuff.
Well, you know, and the thing that really bugs me, too, are the people who would be anti-BLM are also tend to be the same people who are all about, you know, I'm going to defend my property and I want all the guns. And it's like, well, now you're trespassing and you're burning someone else's property. So which is it? You know, it's so hypocritical. We live
different.
In the most hypocritical, I think, time of this country. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Speaking
absolutely
of times, 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Don't forget the DJV Daily Download. We have in a couple of recent editions here, Tom Brady discussing the Antonio Brown situation that we talk about. We talk about Andy Cohen and his drunken stupor on New Year's Eve, that kind of stuff. The David Bowie catalog to Warner Music. A lot of New Year's stuff still part of our downloads. Information at DJVShow.com. And you can listen at DJVShow.com or Apple, wherever you get your podcast, 15 minutes after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit from the extraordinary host of The Pet Show, Warren Eckstein, who has a lot on his mind, as do we all when it comes to our pets. There's a concern that your cat could burn your house down. Apparently, somebody in Seoul, South Korea, had a problem with a cat, and there have been 100 fires.
It's not just one
yeah. cat. Apparently, there's a bunch of cats. Yeah. So what are they chewing on the wires? Is that what they're doing? How do they start?
No, they're lighting stoves. Yeah, if the cats jump around on kitchen countertops, they can light the stove. My friend's two cats flooded her entire house because they were playing with the faucet and left it on. And so she had to turn and she came home to a flooded first floor, and it had gone all down into the basement, and the two cats are just sitting there like, what do we do?
I mean, they literally flooded the house. Serves her right for not leaving enough stuff around for the cats to play with. That was sick.
Well, that's the advice, right? You got to have stuff around to play.
But there's a realistic reason. You know, the reason cats chew wires is because they actually are able to feel and hear the current in the wires. And from their perspective, those wires against the walls is like a mouse running behind the wall. So they're going to go after it, chase it, and bite on it. That's why I always tell people, especially around the holidays where there's wires all over the place, make sure you unplug them before you leave the house, because if they're new, the cats are going to explore them. And as I said, they do hear the current and they do feel that at the same time.
Wow. There's a word to the wise. All right, you can take that to the bank. I see the Westminster Kennel Club's annual dog show has been canceled, or is it canceled or postponed? Supposed to be later this month.
They moved
it
back, yeah.
They did. Okay.
You know, I used to broadcast from there every year. And here's a name from the past, Joe Garagiola.
Oh, God, yes. NBC.
Joe Garagiola, amazing sportscaster for years. Yeah. Him, myself, and the president, he was president of all, Roger Karras, would actually commentate every year. And I would be sitting alongside them. And they kind of knew a little bit about animals. They would, hey, Warren, what kind of dog is that? Is that a Pembroke Corgi? Is that a Cardigan Corgi? What kind of dog is that? What kind of dog is that? So I'm not a big fan. I don't mind dog shows. I'm not a big fan of
See, I wondered about that.
Dog
you
shows.
Look at what they look like, what they have to do to them, pin their ears back.
That's a, you know, those are bench shows. In other words, bench shows are like this. When you go to a bench show, like at the Garden, you're actually not allowed to take your dog outside during the whole 2 or 3 day event. The dogs have to eliminate inside. They have special places set up for them. I don't mind if people want to have a dog show outside with the dogs that have plenty of place to run around and the air is free. In terms of the over-grooming, I got to be honest with you, Doug. Some dogs absolutely positively love it. I have seen Afghans that just smile when they're being groomed with their snoot over their heads. And sometimes people do overdo it. I have to say that when there's trimming and doing this and doing that. But the bottom line is some dogs actually love. What I don't like is a lot of these dogs are being campaigned. I don't know if you know what that means.
No.
In other words, they're being taken all over the country, not by the people that actually are their guardians, but by professional handlers. So they might have 5, 6, 7 dogs in a mobile home or a van. They travel all over the country. So the dogs are treated well, but they're not at home with their family. They can't dig a hole. They can't chase the squirrel in the backyard. Those are the things that I think
that's my biggest beef with it. It's fine to see the dog that looks like a floor mop, you know, the that one with like the dreadlocks. But like, let the dog be a dog. It just, I don't know.
I love those
rescue. Dogs. The rescue dog show is really fun. That's where they have that. That's really fun.
That would be my type. Yeah.
But every dog, in other words, you know, after you have a dog for 5 minutes, who cares what they look like? You fall in love with the inside. You don't fall in love with the outside. So, and I think it also has, sometimes the dog shows have a big problem as well, because if a dog wins at the dog show, let's say an Irish setter wins tomorrow, everyone's going to go out. People go, I want an Irish setter. They don't realize what's involved with an Irish setter. So I think sometimes what happens when a breed wins at the Garden or any big show, they become popular, and therefore, look at the French Bulldogs now. I mean, the French Bulldog that was stolen, the one that was sick that was stolen in California just recently, was reunited with its guardian yesterday. So that was a good thing. But once a breed becomes popular, you know, years ago it was the Akitas were all over. Then it was the Rottweilers were all over. So it scares me sometimes that people look at a dog show and say, hey, that's a pretty looking dog. I should go out and get one of those without knowing anything about the background of the breed at all.
Unga bunga. Let's go back to cats for a moment. Did you know there was a new cat app that will tell you if your cat is happy? This ought to be something, huh?
Warren can do this. Warren is a human cat detective, so Warren can look at a cat and know.
Yeah. Why do you need that?
It's useful. Well, they said it's useful for
ear
like,
and
owner.
Head position and stuff.
Yeah, like if you, it's based on the cat's expression. And they said it can also help train vets to understand if a cat is in pain or, you know, it could be good.
I guess, I look at the smile on their face and I look at their butt, if the tail's wagging, I'm a happy guy.
All set, me too. I'm with you, Warren. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Join him at thepetshow.com every week. 59 past the...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.